Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
And welcome, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. So, what if beliefs and what you believe is all a lie? I'm here to rattle a few feathers today and tell you that some beliefs, a lot of beliefs, are lies. And we've created our lives around them. Today, we undo some of that. And for the first time, for some of us, for the first time in our lives, we're going to ask, what do I believe and what is true for me? All right, so welcome, my friends. I am Danielle. I am your host and fellow explorer here on the Exploration of Wonder. And I tell you what, these are some of my favorite hours every week exploring the universe with you. I'm a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, intuitive empowerment coach, and basically your biggest fan. Anything that you desire for your life, I desire that for you too, whether it's in a class, a one-on-one session, I am here for you. And if you have a topic you would like to explore, because this is the Exploration of Wonder, so if there's something you're wondering about, something you're curious about, you know what? You're not the only one. So drop me a line at hello@danielle.com. And let's explore this together, because as I say, if I'm curious about it, you're curious about it, so are others. All right, my friends, let's get into this. So I don't know if you've ever seen, it's a real old show, has Portia de Rossi and some other people, but it's called Better Off Ted. Not Dead, that's the movie, but Better Off Ted. And it was Portia de Rossi there in this the research and development company, and they have this fun time with it. But the guy's going off on something like, her coworker. And she, this is one of my favorite sayings, because you can find truth anywhere, and I found truth in this line in the show 1,000 years ago. He was going off about something, and she's like, oh my gosh, stop. She's like, those are just facts. And facts are opinions. And opinions can be wrong. I just laughed. I'm like, that was brilliant. Let me say that again. Because he was going off like, what about this? Da, 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 da. And she's like, stop. Those are just facts. And facts are nothing but opinions. And opinions can be wrong. Yeah. So why would I say that in a show about beliefs? Because that's the topic today. What is belief? Okay. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, Danielle, I know what I believe. But you know what? Hold on. Because we often look at belief just about religion, right? I believe in God, or I believe in country, I believe in king, and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But belief isn't about religion necessarily. It isn't necessarily even about mindset. We're going to get into that a little bit. Quotes on Instagram. Belief is the love. Listen to this one. You're going to love this line. Belief is the invisible architecture of your reality. Okay. I'm going to let that sink in again. Belief is the invisible architecture. You know, like architecture, like what you build a house from. The invisible architecture of your reality. And this is what you're building your life from. Okay, it is the invisible structures. Belief is the invisible structures that you are creating your reality and your life from. It's like the software running your life. Sometimes updated, sometimes glitchy, sometimes full of bugs that you didn't even download. You know, you came pre-installed with it. But really look at this. We create our life from what we think is true. This is, I mean, look at the science of it. this is how I know gravity works. This is how I know cause and effects works. This is how I know if I put this chemical with this chemical, I'm going to get this result. We call that baking. So we know we have these beliefs in science. We have these beliefs in family. Family is there for you. Family is the torture of you for some people. We have these beliefs around friends. We have these beliefs around culture. We have these beliefs around society. And we have these beliefs around ourselves. Because somewhere we were told that our lives should be predictable, right? It's like, I'm going to know how this turns out. If I put this together with this and go this direction, this is how they're going to turn out. And what's interesting is in my private counseling, my private coaching, this is one of the things I hear most. I was taught, be a good girl or boy, grow up, get married, get a good job, have kids, save money, and then life will just, you'll just be happy. You'll just be happy. That was the belief. How many people does that actually work for? And I am not poo-pooing marriage, family, all of that kind of stuff. I'm just saying, if you go into it with that belief, that is that architecture of what is creating your life and your reality and creating you. Because, you know, I was taught that. I was raised in a very religious home, first part. Second part, not so much of my childhood, but the first part, definitely a religious home. And I was taught to grow up, be a good girl, get married, have kids, you'll have a happy life, and you'll earn your place into heaven. Well, that didn't fit with me. It fit with other members of my family, absolutely, and they're very happy. But I tried to believe that, and it didn't fit. Things in this life that you try to put on yourself as a belief without asking any questions about it is like wearing pants that are too tight. Have any of you ever worn pants that are too tight? It's very uncomfortable. Sometimes you can't even get the button buttoned, right? And so that's when you're trying to fit into a belief that doesn't fit into your life. Because for me, that didn't fit into my life. I got to travel the world. I got to experience a lot of motherhood stuff from my sister and brothers and all of that kind of stuff. Fortunately, I had a mom that, as I was getting older, she's like, does this work for you? I'm like, no, thank you for asking. But not everybody has a parent or a influential member of their life that goes, hey, does that actually work for you? So why I'm going on about this is we need to start looking at these invisible architectures that we just took as fact. And remember how I started this show, facts are nothing but opinions and opinions can be wrong. So what did you take as fact that you've created as a belief that has become the structure of your life that isn't true for you? And that's where we get to the next point, because you think, well, Danielle, belief is just what I think is true. Not necessarily, okay? Let me poke at that a little bit too after I take a drink. Okay, beliefs aren't facts. Beliefs are filters. Beliefs are filters. They're like tinted sunglasses we wear without realizing it. Okay, how many things are we seeing through our filters? And, you know, and I actually had a conversation with somebody about this weekend. Because these filters color how we see things. And I was talking with a group of women, and something uncomfortable came up. And I'm telling on myself, apparently this is Tell on Danielle show today. But anyway, so something came up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this always happens. You never listen to me. I was with very old friends. You can tell by how childish I was being. And one of my other friends is like, well, hey, is this, and they throw my stuff back at me, is this what you're talking about? Like, if it doesn't match your point of view, you can't see it. And it pissed me off. But the point is, if I was functioning from the belief that they would never hear me, I will look for evidence to support that they would never hear me. And then I get to be upset because that was my belief. Okay. I thought it was true. I thought it was true. It was just something that I believed, but it wasn't true. It's not a fact. Okay. So, belief isn't what you think is true. It's not facts. Beliefs aren't facts. So I hope by this point you're going, well, then I have no idea what's true. Good. Good. We should be asking those questions. We should be looking at going, well, what is true for me? What works for me? And, you know, little caveat disclaimer. This is not a show where I'm going, go find out what's true for you and then stick to it the rest of your life. No, absolutely not. Because I don't know what age you are as you're listening to this or watching this, but are you the same person as you were 10 years ago? No. Are you the same person as you were when you were 5? No. So what might be true for you at 5, that an afternoon spent playing with Tinker Toys and Legos is the best thing ever. Well, an afternoon playing with Tinker Toys and Legos, is that the best afternoon for you now? No. I know that seems silly, but no, look at that. We try to have these beliefs of like, well, this is just who I am. But who you are changes. The core of you, the kind, caring, compassionate, that doesn't change. That is the core. That is just who you innately be. I'm talking about the way you interact with this reality, right? I'm talking about the way you're creating your life. I'm talking about the way that you show up in the world at the different points and stages of your life, really, okay? So these beliefs color how we see, how we feel, and the choices we make, and that is a doozy. Because if we don't realize we're operating from beliefs that don't work for us, we're trying to make choices to create a life that doesn't work for us. How many of us are creating our parents' lives or what society has told us our life should look like? I did for a long time. A lot of people do. Because we aren't taught to ask questions. We are taught to figure it out. Sit down, shut up, and just keep going. And I have a whole show on Where Have You Stopped Asking Questions? Fascinating show. Please go check that out. It's a fun one. But how many choices have we made from beliefs that weren't even ours? Okay. And they come from childhood downloads, cultural conditioning, all those truths passed down at the dinner table. Beliefs quietly run the show in the background. And we're taught to not question them. We are taught to not poke at them, as I am today. We are taught, no, this is just the way it is. This is the way we are from our culture, our religion, our family heritage, our genes. Well, that's just a weakness we have in our family, that we have a heart problem or that we have thick ankles or that one might be mine, you know, and all that kind of stuff. It's just these are the beliefs. We are taught them. Okay. So let me say this about beliefs. Beliefs are inherited. They are borrowed. Or they are flat out somebody else's opinion. Okay. Let me say that again. Most of the time, beliefs don't start with us. Beliefs are inherited, borrowed, or somebody else's opinion. and we are trying desperately to make them ours and to create a life from them. And how many times have we created a life that we look around and go, whose life is this? Because even if it's successful, I don't like it. What if this is where some of those midlife crisis things come from, right? Because people get to that point in their life and they're like looking around going, what the hell? Whose life did I create? From beliefs that were inherited, borrowed, or somebody else's opinions. Okay? I know some of you are going to go, what about universal truths, Danielle? Yeah. And there's some interesting points there too. Okay? Because how many of us think universal truths are different? I haven't seen one universal truth that everybody believes in. I have my universal truths, absolutely, because they resonate with me. And they are the most popular ones, you know, like, don't be an asshole. But oddly enough, I've met people who that's not a universal truth for them. So we're gonna poke at all of that. All right, but really, let's start looking at that. We're going to go to our commercial break, but start looking at that. What are some beliefs that you inherited that you never asked if it was true for you? Okay, look at that during the commercial break. And don't worry, during the show today, I'm going to give tips for shifting, changing that, discovering, all of that kind of stuff. But just during that commercial break, really first start looking. What is an inherited belief that is not true for you? Okay. All right, my friends, you are listening or watching the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network. I'm your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, and I do mean that. I explore this stuff all the time. I am one of those weird research nerds who I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And then I will spend the next 10 minutes to 10 hours, 10 days, 10 years researching it and exploring it and wondering and questioning. And so if there's anything that you would like to explore on the show with me, please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com. And couple of things. I have a ton of information over on my YouTube channel. Go check it out. Danielle Carter, two N's, two L's. And if it is time for you and I to have a private chat that I call a private session, please do come and check it out at my website, danielle.com. And let's see what we can, what we can create with your, in your life. All right. So today we're talking about what is belief. What is belief, right? And during the commercial break, the thing about universal truths was bothering me a little bit more. So I do as we do. I go to the website and I looked. It's like universal truths are fundamental ideas or beliefs that are true for all people across cultures and time, often relating to the human condition, such as love, loss, morality, and the inevitability of change. Now, I find this interesting, especially because I was going nowhere in the show with this, but I can hear people's heads about universal truths, Danielle, universal truths. And so let's look at this just for a second, and then, you know, I'll continue on with the other stuff. But it's like, okay, such as love. I love love as a concept. Like I said, I am working to create a world to where people are valued, appreciated, there's happiness and joy. And so I love love as a concept. But what's interesting is a long time ago, I was part of a large group class that was taking part in a bad neighborhood in Austin, Texas. And this little kid was asking the facilitator a question. And the kid said something about his mom beating him. And the facilitator stopped and went, wait a minute. She hit you? And the kid's like, well, yeah, because she loves me. And he's like, you think her hitting you is an evidence of love? He's like, well, yeah. And there was nowhere in his universe where he was like embarrassed about saying this. He's like, no, that's what love is. And he was like appalled. All of us were like, oh my gosh, right? And we just wanted to pick up the little kid and run. But so that's why I said I love love as a concept. But what do you believe love is? What do you believe love is shown as? So even though it's a quote unquote universal truth of love, what have you been taught that love looks like and feels like? Okay. And this is why I'm asking you to start looking at these even universal truths that we take on as belief and try to create our life from it. Do I believe there's a core person inside of all of us that is universally kind and like not an asshole or, you know, like wanting the best for people? Absolutely. And some of these universal truths have been bastardized along the way, because I'm not going to go through all of them because the show is only an hour. And I used to be shy and couldn't talk for 5 minutes. And now I'm like, only an hour. Oh, my gosh. All right. But the other one I wanted to poke at was morality. Do I really have to go much into that? Or how often do we put different levels of morality for different people? Look at somebody who's highly religious. Their moral, quote unquote, compass is different than somebody else's who's not maybe very religious. And I'm not saying like, you know, murderers and that kind of stuff, their moral compass, that you could be an absolutely terrific, kind, caring, giving person, but not religious. Woo! Sorry, hit my desk. Earthquake. You could be a kind, caring person, but not religious, and have a different moral compass than somebody who's religious. Which one's right? Which one is the universal truth? Exactly. We don't know. It's from your upbringing. It's from what you've been taught and what you have chosen to believe. Myself, having done both of those moral things, being raised in religion and going, what? And then going off to the more the metaphysical. I tried that for a while and then went, what? And, you know, and I'm all about, well, I'm about the energy and all of that kind of stuff. But it's like, it's really starting to look at what's true for us. Okay? But do you see what I'm saying? Because it's like even a quote-unquote universal truth of morality. And I'm just looking at people who are good and kind and caring, right? Not murdered. A very religious person has a different moral compass than a metaphysical person, and yet they're both can be good people. Which good is another belief too, but you know, I have to use some descriptive words or we're just gonna be sitting there staring at each other blankly. But whose moral compass is the universal truth? And how many of those religious ones would be happier in the metaphysical and happy in those how many of those metaphysical would be happier in the religious, but they were raised differently. They were presented with different things. And so they're like, this is our belief. This is what we know. And so before the break, remember, beliefs are inherited, borrowed, or somebody else's opinions. What is true for you? What works for your life? And I kind of like what works for your life better because that what works can change over time. Just like I was saying, you know, when I was a kid, 5 years old, whatever, I would love an afternoon of playing Legos and Tinker Toys. Now, if I spent an afternoon doing Legos and Tinker Toys, that might not be the most fun. I'm not saying it would be bad. I'm just saying it might not be the most fun. Now it might be fun to go garden for the afternoon, right? Or it could be fun to read a book. That has changed. So what works for you now? Okay. So here's the simplest way I could put it about beliefs. A belief is a thought that you've repeated so many times with enough emotional juice to back it up that it solidified into a truth for you, okay? And whether it was inherited, taught, borrowed, all of that kind of stuff, you know, we're educated through this. How often, and this emotional juice, this emotional, aspect, right? The emotional ingredient of it, solidifies it. It's really interesting. I'm not going to get into quantum physics too much because, again, the show's only an hour and I did a whole show on it. It's called Science Proves Magic is Real. Go check that out. It was a fun one. But when we put the emotion behind it, that's when we make it solid. It's like the glue. It's like, and I'm not saying emotions are bad. Dear heavens, no. Go have emotions. Go have fun with them. But I'm just adding in, please look at this aspect of the emotional element that solidifies it into a truth for you. Have a thought. We have a procedure or a policy or something handed down over the years. Well, this is just how we do things. And then we have that emotional thing, that emotional connection that makes it solid, that makes it a truth for you. Okay. And here's the pisser of the whole situation. We can also do this to ourselves. How many self-effacing jokes have you done that eventually turned into a truth, eventually turned into something you or other people believe? How many times can you say, oh, when you make a mistake, oh, that's just me being dumb, before it becomes the truth believed by you and others? Is it a joke? Are you creating a future belief with the emotion tied to it and the repetition so that your brain and your universe goes, oh, this is the path we're walking, to where it becomes such a familiar path, okay? But it is not the truth. You're not dumb. It's something you're trying to believe, You're trying to make it your truth, but your truth can be different tomorrow if you let it. And we're going to go to a commercial break here, and when we come back, I'm going to give you some of these tips and tricks. You know, I love my tips and tricks of helping people, of helping all of us, really, to shift some of these things that we believe, who we are, what we are, how we're supposed to be, how we're supposed to act, and what the world is supposed to be like if we do X, Y, and Z. Okay. But how many times have you self-implanted a belief? Because the more you repeat it, the more you think it's true. And the more you form those neural pathways, those energetic pathways, and then you're like, yeah, I was always dumb. No, you were never dumb. It's just something you convince yourself of. Which, weirdly enough, takes a high level of intelligence, but I'm not even going to get into that today. That's way too much. Even my brain bounced on that one. Okay. So we are going to go to our next commercial break. Like I said, show's only an hour. I can't believe that. And for those of you who have listened to a few of my shows and you're going, you say occasionally that you used to be shy. I don't believe that. Well, I tried to pretend I was shy. And actually, you know, that's a good example. That was one of my beliefs. Actually, that's a very good example. I will tell you that shy example when we come back. Ha ha ha. Sorry. I love to tease. Anyways, but, and if you are enjoying the show, please, please, please help me get it out to more people who are requiring this information. How you can do that, how you can support me in the show is go to your favorite platform like iTunes. Look for The Exploration of Wonder, the name of the show you're listening to, and or Daniel Carter. I mean, that's me. And find the show. Please make a comment. Rate it if you would like, and I would love if you give a 5-star rating. And like it, share it, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. These seem like little things, but they make a huge impact on our friendly algorithm. to help us reach more people who are requiring this information. So please do consider taking a moment and doing that. Maybe during the commercial break. Woo woo. And then when we come back, I will tell you how I created my whole life around this belief that I was shy when I never was. Spoiler alert, I never was. All right, my friends, this is the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And we are on Inspired Choices Network. And we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder. And today I am ruffling the feathers of belief. What is belief? What is a belief? What is your truth? Is it the truth, or is it just your truth. And, you know, we were talking about beliefs are that is that invisible architecture of the life and reality that we've been trying to create. And so think of it like this. Beliefs are the rules to a game that you didn't even know you were playing. Okay, if life was a game, these are the beliefs or the rules that you're trying to follow. And it's interesting, the beliefs that we try to make true for us. Like, life is hard. Have you ever noticed then that everything you encounter would be hard? Do any of you ever have a friend or colleague where they're like, you know, the Eeyore, oh, woe is me, life is so hard. And then everything that happens proves that point of view, proves that belief that life is hard. You know, it could be something like, oh my gosh, you're 5 minutes late. And you're like, I don't care. And they're like, see, life is hard. You're like, dude, we're just 5 minutes late. That's no big deal. No, life is hard. Because it's his filter, it's his truth, it's his belief. And so everything must then match that quote-unquote rule belief that life is hard. Okay? You will, and here's where some of the energy of it really comes in, because we are such powerful, potent creators that these beliefs that we have invested so much time and energy and emotion to making real and true and factual, energetic, we will follow those pathways that lead to prove that belief. Yes, we will create our lives following the energy to prove the beliefs, whether they're fun beliefs or shitty beliefs. We will follow the energy to prove to the encounter that will prove that belief. If you believe you always choose the slowest cashier line, guess what? You're going to energetically know which line to get in so that it you prove your belief that you always choose the wrong cashier line, or that you're the slowest cashier line. And somebody in the chat was like, oh my gosh, that's me. And then she started swearing. Yeah. But the flip side of this, I always, this is not all dire, but what a potent creator and what an awareness of energy, right? This is where you're brilliant. This is where I like to flip it on its head. This is where you're so brilliant that you're like, I have this belief that I always choose the slowest cashier. So I know enough and I'm aware enough to follow the energy enough and be in communion enough to know which line I get in to prove that belief. It's freaking brilliant, man. I mean, yeah, that's how aware you are. And so that's one of the reasons, and how potent you are. That's one of the reasons that I like poking things like that about beliefs, is then because use that potency and awareness to your advantage, right? Let's see, and the person in the chat said, I'm always saying, no, it's not going to happen this time, and it never is the fast line. And thank you for saying that. Because one thing about beliefs is there's something we have really deep-seated and that emotional ingredient cementing it around it. So, like, my friend in the chat there is like, I always say, no, this is not going to happen this time. I would venture to guess, my dear, that down below, you believe that you're still going to choose the wrong line, or you're going to get the wrong line, or the universe is going to deliver you the wrong line, or whatever it is. So it's like you can say it, this isn't going to work this time. It isn't going to happen. This isn't going to go like this. But what do you believe? What is the energy underneath saying? I always get the wrong line. I always get the slow line. Well, guess what? Because the universe speaks energy, and so do you. That's the line that you're gonna get. Okay. Sorry, the woman in the chat. I don't sound like that. LOL, she's joking. So if you believe you're unlucky, you're also gonna always, you know, trip over the crack on the sidewalk or something like that. Okay. So why do these beliefs feel solid? Okay. Your brain loves patterns, and you will find evidence to confirm what you already believe. And what's interesting about this is where we're like taught it or inherited. An example I've seen a lot in childhood is don't talk back. And it turns into the adult belief of my voice doesn't matter. It's interesting. How many beliefs from are sticky like that? And how many beliefs from childhood become those directors of our lives? The things that we're told and we, like I said, we create our lives from. And that's a big one of don't talk back. I'm right, you're wrong. I'm the adult. Well, then you have to turn into an adult to think that your voice matters. But then how many people actually can't flip that switch? And so they're still trying to think and prove. And the belief, deep-seated belief, is that my voice doesn't matter. So before the break, I was going to tease you all with my shy thing. So here we go with the shy thing. So I am a very good observer. I'm very good at watching, intuiting. I will look at people, situations, like I love people watching. Oh my gosh, when I was like traveling 95% of the time, I would amuse myself in airports just watching people. And I was good at energy, I was good at intuiting. And so I would know what was going on with people. I'm like, they're fighting. Or that guy wants to have sex with that girl. Or, you know, I could just see this stuff. It was fun. It didn't start in adulthood. I was a child doing this, right? I came in with this. And I realized this a couple of years ago because I was having a conversation with my friend, a friend of mine, and we were at lunch and we were talking about childhoods, blah, blah, blah. And I said something about being on the playground at recess and watching other kids interact, watching teachers interact with each other, with the kids, and just all this kind of stuff. And she's like, you were thinking that kind of stuff as a kid? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I never was. I was always a kind of a weird, quiet kid. And then it hit me. I remembered all of those times that people would look at me being quiet and observing as, oh, she's so sweet and quiet. She's so shy. They say that enough to me. I went, oh, I'm shy. That's what that is. I'm shy. My quiet observation watching wasn't a talent, wasn't a capacity. It was shyness. Okay. Me not speaking, just watching, was shy. Okay. That became a core belief that I built my life on. I went into broadcasting. I had to go behind the camera because I was too shy to be in front of the camera. I couldn't date properly. I couldn't make friends. At 10 years old, I started going to different schools every 2 years, and it was like torture because I was so shy making new friends. But I was never shy. Once I started into this energetic thing, not being shy was one of the first things I got rid of, but it didn't hit me where that belief came from because I still thought it was something I overcame instead of just a realization that I never was. Okay. I had a belief. I was told enough times, oh, you're so quiet, so shy, so cute, look how shy and quiet she is. When really I was like figuring everything out. I was quiet, I was observing, I was watching, I was strategizing, I was writing, I was watching how people interacted, I was learning. Nope. Oh, you're so shy. Crap. Okay. I spent my life proving the belief that I was shy, and yet it was that tight pair of pants that never fit. I am obviously not shy anymore. And it wasn't something I overcame. It was a belief I let go of. What beliefs have you created your life from that were never yours? That you were told, that you were adopted, that you inherited? What did you create your life? What beliefs have you created your life on that is not true for you? That is not your truth. It doesn't work for you, but it is the belief that you were taught, the belief that you were shown, the one that you never questioned. Please question all your beliefs, all of them. Take back the ones that work for you. Throw away the ones that don't. Okay. We're going to go for our commercial break. Holy wow, cow. Never done a part two? Who knows? We'll see. All right. This is... Sorry. Sometimes my head is really amusing. Well, you know, come on in. It's an interesting place. All right, my friends, this is Danielle. You are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to The Exploration of Wonder. I'm your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. And today I am ruffling the feathers, poking the bear of what is belief, and asking you to please question every belief, see which ones work for you, see which ones that don't. Okay. And I'm going to get into some tips of like how to navigate some of this. But just one more example that I wanted to give that I thought was fun is it's amazing how these little occurrences or experiences, because, you know, they're inherited, they're shared, all that kind of stuff. But we can also self-create them. Like, I overdrew my account once, so I'm bad with money. And then we spend our lives proving that we're bad with money. How many one-time occurrences have we let dictate the rest of our lives as a belief? You overdrew your account once. Yeah, you had a bad math day, or you had a bad, you know, money day, whatever it was. Doesn't have to dictate the rest of your life. Okay. It doesn't have to believe. It doesn't have to become that belief. Okay. So why are some of these beliefs so hard? How did they get stuck? How did they get so firm? We talked about a lot of these, all right, like confirmation bias. Your brain is always looking for evidence that it's right. It's those neural pathways, the emotional glue of it. And then the social reinforcement. If friends, family, if everybody around you believes it, then it's obviously true. Nope. Sorry. It's not. Okay. So here's the kick. Here's the magic. Beliefs are learned, not laws. And anything learned can be unlearned, can be chosen as something different. Okay. So here are some quick tips to play with beliefs, to navigate that. Oh, wait a minute. I thought this was my universal truth. Oh, crap. It never actually worked for me. Okay. So when I said, please question all of beliefs, here we go. Question the origin. Where did I get this belief? Does it work for me? Okay. And here's the thing. Just asking the question shifts and changes it. It creates space around it so that you can have another awareness. Okay. Look for the opposite. What I mean is, like, if you believe you're bad with money, list five times you're really good with money. They're there. I swear they're there. But we only go to the negative, because that's the other thing about the brain finding patterns, and we only doing we only go to what proves our point of view. So if you have the point of view and belief that you're bad with money, you will ignore the times when you're good with money and only focus on the negative or the times you were bad with money to prove your point of view. So one of the ways to shift that is look for the opposite. If you believe you're bad with money, list and list them, not just like in your head, write this stuff down. Look for all those times when you were good with money, because you're rewiring that belief so that you can make another choice, okay? Because the evidence does exist out there. You've just ignored it. And that's the thing with all of these beliefs, is the evidence to the contrary exists. You've just ignored it because it doesn't fit what you've already decided is your belief. Try beliefs on like clothes. What would it feel like to believe you were magnetic to opportunities? Choose that for a day. Make that the belief that you function from today. See how that shifts and changes the energy, okay? Use what if instead of I can't, or even try what if I could, okay? This puts you more into the question instead of the concluded belief of I can't, or I shouldn't, or I'm not. So what if? Start with a question. Number five, upgrade your words. Swap I always mess this up for I'm still learning. It takes away some of that biting, firm belief, that emotion to it, so that you can see something different. Check your body. A true belief feels light. It expands your universe. A limiting belief feels heavy. It's amazing how many beliefs we try to function from and we feel like crap about it. And our bodies contract. So what is your body telling you? But look at that. It's like, how many beliefs do we have? We're like, oh, I'm so bleh. And then we feel like crap. Then that's not a belief. It's a lie. It's a lie you're trying to buy. If something you're telling yourself about yourself or your life feels bad, it's not true. Please, if you're nothing else but this, that. If it makes you feel bad, it's not true. Okay? And celebrate tiny wins. And then remember, beliefs are choices. Just because you think it's true doesn't mean it is true. Okay? Beliefs are options. Beliefs are options. They're choices. They are absolutely choices. All right, my friends. So I hope I got you questioning your beliefs today. Because how many beliefs have we turned into law that never was? So please start looking at this. When you treat beliefs as absolute and never question of them, they trap you. When you treat them as tools, as a new pair of clothes, you can create some pretty fun things from there. Okay? That's living a free life. That's living a life of fun, of exploration, of that curiosity. Okay? Yeah, you are meant to be ruleless. What works for you today? Okay? Your beliefs are not fixed. They're flexible. Absolutely. All right, my friends. Please, I hope you enjoyed this. Next week, I think we're doing Are You Pretending to Create? That'll be a fun show. So make it a fun week, a flowy week, a magic week. Question those beliefs, my friends. And please be back next week for the more on the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host, Danielle Carter. And have a great week, my friends. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.